Hello, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and for the few minutes that I have with you today, I pray that you'll stay tuned and let me encourage you through God's Word. God's Word, the Bible, is the living Word of God. It's just not a book, but it's the living Word of God, and when we get in the Word and share from God's Word, it will encourage us. I don't know about you, but I need encouragement, and I know you do too. In the times that we live in, I think we could all use a good dose of hope and encouragement, and to something to brighten our way in our journey. Today, I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you help people to realize that they're not born again, that they must be born again. Give them revelation knowledge, God, that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Draw them through your mercy and your love and your kindness. And I thank you for hearing and answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalms 136, verse 1, it says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, his mercy endureth forever. You know, God is good to us, and even when times look like it's hard and things, we don't have certain things, God can take something and make it a joyful treat. My husband and I were good friends with a brother who has long time since gone to heaven. His name was Bill Turry, and he was always a joy to be around. But he told us a story one time. He said he was a young lad, and it was in the early 30s when this happened to him. And he lived in a place called Pamplin City, Virginia. And he said one day him and his friends had decided to have a ball game, but they didn't have a bat and they didn't have a ball. But Bill said, you know, he got to thinking and he came up with a remedy. And what he did, he took a knot out of a dogwood tree and he whittled on it and made it round. And then he took a slab plank and whittled on that and made a bat so they could have a bat and a ball. But Bill said that since he come up with the idea and since he made the ball and since he made the bat, that he was the one that would do the pitching. So they got all in their teams together and Bill said he was winding up for that great pitch and he threw the first ball. And when he did, he said it was a direct hit. And that is right smack between his eyes. And he said when that ball hit him, he went out like a light. And he said when he came to, all his fellow teammates were standing over him and they were looking at him. And he said without any words, he jumped up to his seat and he ran all the way home to his mama. And Bill said all of his teammates had to sum that ball game up that day in Pamplin City, Virginia as this. One hit, one out, and one run. The ball was hit, Bill was out, his run was home, and the game was over. And you know, we can all learn a lesson from that ball game in Pamplin City. We have to learn how to be overcomers for obstacles. We have to learn to work together as a team. And you got to remember this, children. The ball game might be over today, but tomorrow's a whole new ball game. And don't count yourself out just because you get one direct hit. And I come to tell you that. I'm talking to somebody today. You might got slapped up between the eyes, and I'm not talking about such a physical, maybe it was, and you might have got knocked out today, but honey, I come by to tell you, the game might be over today, but tomorrow is a whole new ball game. Don't lay down, don't give up, don't quit, get up. We got another day ahead of us. You know what? So many people today, when they get hurt and they get knocked down and they stay there and they feel down and upset and they won't try anymore. But you know what? That didn't stop our friend Bill Turry. He lived many, many, many years after that and he stayed in the race for the Lord. And yes, he had plenty more knockouts, but nothing ever got him down. He was faithful to the Lord until the day Jesus took him home. Let me tell you again, you might have got knocked out yesterday. You might have got knocked down in the dirt. But that was yesterday. Today's a whole new day. Get up. Get back in the ball game. Because we're always winners with Jesus. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't go to whining and sniveling. Stay in the game. God will bless you and God will give you strength to do that which He's called you to do. Be faithful. Be courageous. And be on fire for Him. And don't let a little knock on the head or a little bad word or whatever somebody's trying to do to you make you stop and give up. We're not quitters, but we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Thank you for listening.